The annual media event at Apple in Cupertino, California has just wrapped up, and the headline, New iPhone Designs. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook speaking today.
Customers love iPhone because we focus on technologies that matter most in their lives. Today, I am thrilled to share with you the newest iPhone.
Joining us now for more is Dan Morin, who follows news about Apple for the website Six Colors. He's also a columnist at Macworld. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Doing well. So let's start with the iPhone. How different are these new iPhones going to be?
Well, the biggest improvement that you're going to see in the new iPhone is definitely the camera system. They've built in two cameras into this iPhone 11, which have both a wide-angle camera and an ultra-wide-angle camera, which lets you take even more of a scene. And I think cameras really drive a lot of phone sales because it's one of the things that most consistently improves and gets better every year, and it's the thing that people really use their phones for and notice a really tangible difference with. So I think that sort of stood out to me as one of the biggest new features, along with improved battery life, which I think is also something that people really want out of their phones.
And iPhones are still Apple's biggest source of revenue, but those figures have been down lately. Do you think that anything Apple rolled out today could reverse that trend?
I think that it's tough because there is a lot of diminishing returns in terms of what changes from the iPhone year to year. I think these will be attractive. There's always the exterior factor, the fact that they come in a bunch of new colors that really tends to be something that gets people's attention because it's something that's, again, physically different, tangibly different. But I think that more and more of Apple's attention has turned to things like services. I'm not sure that anything in these iPhones will reverse that trend necessarily, but they'll give it the same usual bump that it manages to pull every year from a new model.
There were also updates to the Apple Watch. Here's a little bit of an ad that Apple debuted today showing off new watch features.
And tracks your distance underwater. It starts competitions and accepts challenges. And tracks your workouts and tells you which direction you should be going.
Tells you which direction you should be going and tracks your distance underwater. Are these things that people want?
Yeah, I think people are always looking to figure out what they can get more out of in terms of their wearable devices. These are devices you have on you at all times. And so every additional feature there, I think, makes a really big difference. The biggest one for the new Apple Watch that I think is going to get a lot of people's attention and which they touted a lot today was the always-on display. This has been a thing with the Apple Watch where usually it's dark because they're trying to conserve battery life and you have to tap it or turn your wrist over to make it light up. Now it will dim when you have it sort of off angle, so you can still read the display if you need to surreptitiously glance and see what time it is while you're in a meeting, but it will light up more brightly when you turn it towards yourself. So I think that's the major thing. I think it's going to get a lot of people's attention, as minute as it seems.
Any other headlines out of the event today from your perspective?
Yeah, I think they're actually the improvements to the iPad, the seventh generation iPad, which is the low-cost iPad. It's just $329. They've brought more and more features down from the high end into this iPad. They've made a bigger screen. It now supports the keyboard cover. Those things make it a much more compelling purchase because, again, for $329, it's considerably cheaper than the larger iPads or the more pro iPads as they've branded them. And I think that's a big deal for a lot of people, especially education markets or people just looking to move into the tablet space. It's a really, really attractive product.
We just spoke recently with Mike Isaac, who just wrote a book about the rise of Uber and talked in that book about how important Apple is to Uber and how important Uber is to Apple. And all of these companies in Silicon Valley who watched this event today very closely to see how it's going to affect, for example, the App Store or different rules that Apple has. How do you think other companies were watching this event today?
Well, I think they always look at it to see what are the new features that Apple's rolling out in terms of frameworks, APIs that app developers can take advantage of. And the reason that's so important is that Apple tends to focus a lot of attention on companies that sort of use the latest and greatest technologies that Apple is offering because it makes a great showcase for Apple's devices. So if companies come out and adopt new features that Apple is rolling out for app developers, then it makes their applications that much more attractive, that much more likely to get showcased by Apple and to get more attention and more downloads. So they'll be watching really closely to sort of see what are the new features that we need to be building into our apps in order to get more attention.
Do you think that these events are a little less impressive than they used to be when Apple would come out with, like, you know, a really impressive new feature or a new phone, and now that it's just kind of little updates?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, the iPhone especially is such a mature product now. It's been out for well over a decade. And so every year we've moved on to this point where it tends to be a little more incremental rather than big, showy, you know, totally reinventing things. And so I do think they've leaned a little more heavily, for example, this year on heavily produced marketing videos to show off some of their features. And I do think that it's lost a little bit of its cachet there in terms of the thing that has you, you know, like riding a roller coaster in terms of what are they going to come out with next?
Right. That is Dan Morin from the website Six Colors and also a columnist at Macworld talking to us about the Apple event today in Cupertino, which just wrapped up. Dan, thank you.
Thanks for having me.